and her name was Fraction. See, we be making love constantly, that's why my eyes are a shade plus burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I miss, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe, I get high up your love, I don't know how to be. Close to me, you love me right down to my knees, and whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me, skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes, even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate, brown sugar babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
Thank you. Well, Spooky, you already welcome to my world of green. I'm so happy to have you here with me. Cassius has entered the building. Shout out to all the dog moms out there. Shout out to all the dog moms. I am a dog mother. She is, for dog mothers to understand, similar to having a child. So she's in her terrible twos. Jesus Christ. Welcome, everybody. I'm so happy to see everybody here in the building with me. I'm so appreciative of that. So glad that you're ready to get this Real Talk with Dr. Divine kicked off. And tonight, for those who are just tuning in, we are speaking about healthy conflict. I know when I posted that, some people hit me. I'm like, what you mean? What is healthy conflict? How can you have healthy conflict? Is there such thing? Yes, there actually is, ladies and gentlemen. There is a such thing as having healthy conflict. And tonight I wanted to go through some of that with you in hopes that, you know, it will help with whatever situation you're going through. And what you have to actually do is you have to understand what the conflict is and why it's actually essential in the relationship. I wanted to go through how different communication styles affect conflict resolution. And also, I just had a couple of motivational quotes, you know, about conflict is the beginning of consciousness. Bet you didn't know that. Well, I just wanted to come in, salute. Let you guys know I'm here in the building. We're going to play we're gonna play some music for the ladies, gentlemen. For the ladies. And then we're going to play some for the gentlemen. Let's go into a couple more songs. I'm vibing right now with some D'Angelo. That is the dude. Ladies, make sure you check out How Does It Feel video. We'll be right back. Check that video out.
Already got me right where you want me, baby. ghetto slick shit. Check it out. One time for your motherfucking mind. Yo, I'm saying they gonna smell me on this one, nigga. No doubt. Check it out. Oh, yeah. On the clock town with the top down sound.
Well, Scoochie, we back in the building. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to everybody in the building with me tonight. Definitely appreciate you. If you want to join in some of the conversation or you have something like to say yourself, be shy while I am deliberating my information to you. Don't be shy. You don't have to be shy at all. Just trying to get some light on in here so I can see. Okay. And the goal is to help you out in your relationships and to see you get better and strive. That's the goal. So if you're shy about speaking about issues, then I won't be able to try to help you fix some of the issues you may have. And like I said, tonight I wanted to go over some effective ways, you know, to actually have a conflict, because the truth of the matter is that you can confront conflict in different ways, and you can evolve in those ways. Before I say this, it's hard to really have so many people that support and, you know, want to receive information from me. And so I get information from all different walks of life, all different types of people, from family, friends, and et cetera. And then when I have these shows, sometimes it may feel like I'm talking directly to you and that maybe I've shared some of your challenging personal secrets, but that's not it at all. I just want everyone to be comfortable that the information you give me remains with me, but there are other people in the world who suffer the same issues you may be suffering, and it might just be happening, you know, around the same time. So I don't want you to feel any type of way, you know. And sometimes the issues, you know, are things that you just need help with. It doesn't matter who else is going through it. You just need help for yourself. So make sure that you're not looking and wondering if the story is pertaining to you. More than not, it's not. Be more concerned that the message that I'm putting out there is a message that needed to be received, because maybe your story in particular touched me, and it wasn't just your story that caused me to come here. So let me just go into it. So I want to say, how can conflict challenge individuals to confront differences and evolve? So a conflict in a relationship, it actually encourages individuals to step out of their comfort zone. Comfort is different in every relationship, and it helps to adapt their beliefs and behaviors accordingly, forcing personal growth and development. So if you're, let me just put that in a little simpler term. So if you are communicating with your partner, but you're not having disagreements, it very well may be that you're not communicating at the cool that you could be, because maybe you want to say certain things to him and you don't want to say it because, oh, if I say this, he's going to get mad. And, oh, if I say that, she's going to get mad. It's going to start an argument that I don't, and you walk away from the situation, or you might just not argue, or you just don't, you know, respond back. No, that's not healthy. It's not. And, you know, I've been at this stage where, you know what, maybe I shouldn't say that because I don't want it to be an argument, but then that energy stays on me. I can't allow it. I can't allow it. I won't allow it. I won't. I won't. And that doesn't just go into my marriage. That's just across the board. I realize that if there is an issue that I have with a person, I need to identify the issue. I need to make that person know that I have an issue with them. Either we're going to work the issue out, or I'm going to move on and we're not going to work it out. And that's fine as well. But holding it in is never an option. Never, ever, ever an option. I don't make it an option at all. And the moment I decided to stop holding it in to kind of, you know, diffuse arguments, I realized that I'm the one who I'm actually hurting by holding it in. Because if I'm the only one mad about the situation, me and you, let's give an example, me and you get into a disagreement and I'm mad about what you said. My skin was thin when it came to whatever that situation was. And you're good with it. You're good with it because you needed it off your chest, so you said it, so you're good at it, but I'm still mad. And to not have an argument, I walk around holding it in while you're okay. No, fuck that. Nope. I don't agree with that. That doesn't work for me. If it works for any of you, I guarantee you it won't work for long. It won't. I don't care how many years it worked. It won't work for long because there's a cap on everybody in this world. There is a cap of enough is enough. And if you're a person that's used to just being dumped on constantly over and over and over, and you built in your mind that, okay, I'm going to accept this because this is the person I want to be with. This is the person that I love with. You're accepting it because of those reasons. What happens when you don't want to be with them no more? What happens when all that aggravation is no longer worth it to you? Then what? Just curious. Right, before I go back into the switchboard, I'm going to bring somebody in. Let's see who we got in the building. Remember, you don't have to say your name if you don't want to. You're live on the air, caller.
All right. What up? We're going to go into it. Straight off the top, straight off the tizop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Conflict. Is that conflict of interest, basically, what you're trying to say? You know, because...
No, sir. When I mean conflict, I mean, you know, the actual thing, the actual conflict. Like, some people think that there's, like, if you're in a relationship and you get into, you know, conflict, that's not good. That's not the way you keep a relationship, that's not healthy. It's actually a form of healthy conflict that you can have that will allow you to be better in your relationship as opposed to holding it in. So that's what I mean.
All right, so check it out. It was, you know, I'm in my relationship, right? And I'm going to just say that the other person, right, tend to always say things that they know that's going to piss me off. But then it's like, yo, don't argue back. Don't cause an argument. How can you not cause an argument if they saying things that they know is going to get you, but you know you feel disrespected? So that's why it's like, yo, it's the way I talk to. Bucks in the head, you know, you can't talk to them. So you got to say them like, you know, you got to come at them in a way that's like, you know, I don't want to argue, but I'm being disrespected in the conversation, and they're saying things that they know that's going to kick me the F off.
That's triggered.
Divine, tell me what to do.
I got you. And that is actually you that you went a little bit ahead of where we were going, but that's okay. I'll get there first. I'm going to take a little break and come back. That's actually what you're speaking of, sir. It's called triggers. And you're trying to figure out how can you still adjust with triggers. Pretty much, they pushing your button purposely, right?
They trigger the nigga.
They pushing you, triggering you. Don't worry, stay right there. I'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break and come back. When we come back, guys, thank you so much for calling in, sir. When we come back, I'm so glad he said that. That was down the list, but we'll speed that up. We're going to speak on triggers and how to deal with them. Don't move. It's Greenleaf Network Live. This is Real Talk with Dr. Duran.
You don't love me no more. Maybe you need space.
guys. Welcome back. You all ready? Screamers Network Live. You're tuned in. It's Monday. Real Talk with Dr. Divine. We go over relationship issues, things that might be affecting you, and you want to know how to work through those things. So the last segment, we had a caller call in and wanted to know, how do you deal with triggers, intentional triggers in a relationship? Those things can definitely be challenging. And when we talk about intentional triggers, we talk about those groups of people who say things to purposely get their significant other upset. They do certain things. So I do research to make sure that I get it all right for you guys. So my research shows me a couple things that I can offer when it comes in regards to triggers. So I want to reach out, you know, to the gentleman, and then I'll bring him back on and see what he feels in regards to what I said. So the first one is to recognize the triggers. You want to make sure you're recognizing them, and that's meaning to identify the exact behavior and actions by the partner that intentionally triggers the negative emotion or reaction in you. Understand what the triggers are and why they affect you. So let me just say that again. You have to identify the certain behaviors or actions by the partner that intentionally trigger negative emotions or reactions in you. Understand what those triggers are and why they affect you. Okay, the next thing to help you is to communicate openly. And by that, I'm meaning have a calm and honest conversation with your partner about their actions and their words and how it's affecting you. Express your feelings without blaming or accusing them, and use I statements that communicate your emotions. So you want to make sure that you're not saying, you keep doing, you don't want to keep saying that. You want to make sure that you're making them understand that you, not them, but you are being affected by what they are doing. So you want to lead with things like your actions are affecting me. Okay? You want to lead with what you're doing is affecting me. Well, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. You want to lead with, I'm sorry, I'm falling apart over here. I am being affected by what you're doing. I am. My feelings are being hurt by what you're doing. I'm acting out what you're doing. And the reason for my actions and the things that I'm doing that's causing the argument on my end is because of these things. And you maybe can take off the, I want to remove the what you're doing. You maybe can take off the what you're doing and say, I prefer not to be treated this way. Or when someone does this to a person, it affects me like this. Okay? So communicating openly, having a calm and honest conversation with the partner and how their action and words are affecting you. You calling me a piece of shit, that affects me. You telling me, fuck me, I need to get a job, that affects me. You telling me that if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have shit. Those things are affecting me, causing our relationship to have a problem. Now, as a grown adult, for you to come at somebody in that way, that's not argumentative. That's not saying anything out of the way, but exactly what you're feeling, how what they're doing is making you feel, and how can we communicate that issue to each other and move past it. Let's fix this. That's what you're saying. Let's fix this. Next thing, set boundaries. And what I mean by that is clearly communicate your boundaries to your partner. Let them know what behaviors are unacceptable. Establish boundaries helps to prevent triggers from occurring and sets clear expectations for respectful behavior. So you can say, when you raise your voice, it causes me anger inside, and you raising your voice is going to push me to get upset, and I'm going to raise my voice, then we're going to argue. So how about you rephrase what you're trying to say to me in a different tone? That tone offends me. These things that I'm saying to you, they're stern, they're sturdy, they're firm, but they're not disrespectful. And I'm saying with them being disrespectful to you, in order to get the respect that you're looking for, you have to say these things that I'm giving to you in a respectful way so they can see, oh, well, wait a minute. Yeah. They're still talking to me with respect. They're not talking to me out of turn. They're not going out. They are still trying to get their point across. A normal mind will say, maybe I should refrain from the way that I'm talking. Maybe I should speak to someone the way that they're speaking to me. Maybe I should treat others the way that I'm being treated. That's what you hope to happen. I'm going to do two more, and then I'm going to go back to the lines. Seek understanding. And all of these things, again, are things that I'm giving because we have a caller who wanted to know, for those who just tuned in, a caller who wanted to know what can they do when they are being triggered by the person, by their significant other, and they're being triggered purposely. So we're going through a couple of things that can help. Seek understanding. I was up to seek understanding. And so try to understand the reason behind your partner's intentional trigger. Maybe it could be that you said something that was harmful to them and they're hurt inside, so they're triggering you to get them back. And to you, to get you back. And to you, maybe you think what you said wasn't such a big deal, but it's a trigger to them. So now they got to set you off. You know, a simple case of you need to be as mad as I am. You said some shit, now I'm going to say some shit. Come on. Let's get past that. Be aware of your own reactions and emotions when triggered. Okay? You have to understand yourself. When you get triggered, what you do. So explain that to your partner. This is what's going to happen if you trigger me. So I would like this not to happen so we don't have to go there and deal with those emotions. There's nothing wrong with you talking and explaining that. So try to understand the reason behind your partner's intentional triggers. It could stem from their own insecurities, past experiences, or communication styles. Maybe they grew up where every time something they did, or their parents were displeased with them, maybe their parents insulted them. Maybe their parents yelled at them. Maybe their parents did physical harm to them when they did something that wasn't right, and so they weren't able to do anything now. Now as an adult, they're saying, no, fuck that. You're not going to do that to me anymore. It's not you that they're fighting. It's just the principle that it was never fixed before. No, you're not going to do that to me. You're not going to break me down this way. You're. And it's not even you that they're fighting. It's not even you. You won't know that unless you find out. This is part of the relationship. You need to find out what triggers you. It's okay to use those words. What triggers you? What upsets you? What do I say that you don't like? Some women will be so shocked and mind blown that you even cared enough to ask, really? You care what triggers me? Well, here, let me tell you. You'll be blown at how, damn, that upsets you? That upsets you? Like they have a such thing they call a sensitive thug. I've been labeled it before. Like you're such this hard shell person, but you get upset really quick. And main reason why, because I take things personal because of situations I've been through, might not have anything to do with the person I'm dealing with per se. You understand? So I'm trying to make you see this is why these things can happen. This is why it can happen. If they don't even know that they are actually triggering you, because they was triggered before. You know, they have unresolved issues before. Now, I have some more I'm going to go through, but let me just go back to my caller and see if I kind of covered at least a little bit of what you were trying to get at. Did I touch it a little bit?
He touched it, played it, weighed it, watched it. And, you know, I don't know if she understands. She listening. She on that 347. And, you know, I just want you to see if you can intervene and find out, do she understand? Could you just try and see? Because I just want her to understand.
Well, if she has to press 1 if she wants to speak. So I'll say this. We'll take a little break and give her a chance to raise her hand if she'd like to. And we'll be right back. It's a little unusual, but I'm here for it. We'll be right back.
If they gleam in the sun while they're spinning, they sit on my truck and
I sit in the.
And if it came in a snow, in a bag,
I sit in the.
And if it dripped from my wrist and it looked like it shined like blue, then
I sit in the.
But oh yeah, I forgot to be a lover. If it wasn't for the 9 to 5 doubled up overtime, then
I couldn't
end up. If it wasn't for the Sunday All-Star Weekend game, girl,
I couldn't
end up. And if it wasn't for the dough and Sippy Jesus show, girl, you know that
I couldn't
end up. But silly me, oh, tell me, how could I ever forget to be your lover?
When she starts bringing up soldiers and the fight keeps getting worse,
oh, bro.
I remember in her purse that I took that one left her.
Yeah.
And you notice she ain't wearing her ring.
Oh no.
And she starts playing little games. Come in and let my mind. You better put that woman first.
If it wasn't for the makeup on my shirt, I'll be chasing skirts
and
if it wasn't for that fight last night, you smashing on my head like this. If it wasn't for parole, steady ducking my PO, girl, you know. But feeling me, babe. Tell me, how could I ever forget to be your number? Oh. I forgot to be a lover.
When she starts bringing up old, fights keep getting worse.
It wasn't really nothing. Kept to myself, always running. All that I said.
So many words.
I need you today.
Always came first.
Even though sometimes felt like second.
Okay,
you know I had to learn a lesson. Put in some work.
It's a better word.
Always put that on the
side.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
In the building. We appreciate everybody tuned in. Everybody showing love and support for the show. Make sure you stay tuned in all week. We have a great show for you every day. Tonight we were speaking on challenges, relationship, how conflict challenges a relationship and how it's kind of good to have it in your relationship. We stopped for a bit because we had someone who needed a little help in regards to triggers, so we did the triggers, so we'll go to the next one, which is how can successful relationship, wait, I'm sorry, how can you successfully resolve conflicts? I mean, talking, having a third party involved is always good, but resolving it and having a third party, that enhances the trust in the relationship. It builds trust. So by working together to address the conflict and to find mutually satisfactory answers, resolutions, it's a good thing. Partners demonstrate their commitment to a relationship when it comes to trust and security if you can show that it works on both ends. Enhancing problem-solving skills. Maybe you're good at problem solving. Don't just apply it for things in the street. Don't just apply it to video games. Apply it to your actual life and relationship. How does conflict provide opportunities for developing problem solving skills? And with that, a conflict presents challenges that requires partners to like brainstorm solutions. Sometimes you got to sit down and brainstorm. You got to negotiate compromises, and you want to implement strategies in your relationship. You know, honing in on the problem solving and what the actual problem is for each of you individually and then putting it together and working it out, that's what it's about. I want to go on to say you have to affirm individual identities. We spoke of this before. And in what ways can conflict affirm individuals, you know, their sense of self within the relationship? Now, conflict allows individuals to assert their needs and their values and their boundaries. Like when you get into it, you're able to say what you need and what your values are and what your boundaries are. And that's affirming your identity. That's saying ultimately who you are and what you're not going to settle for, and this is it. And you're able to put that on the table. And you should be able to put those things on the table and do those and feel those emotions and have that conversation without it being a big breakup or without it being a big, you know, to do, because it has to come out both ends. And ladies, we're good for telling our friends our business. I won't say us because I don't have many female friends. All my friends are males, and the females in my life are my relatives. So I want to say to the females who do tell their business to other cackling hens, you're not helping anything. You can keep that business to yourself, and how about sit down with the person that you're actually in a relationship with and tell them what the problem is instead of telling your friend, oh, he make me sick, I'm tired of when he does this, this is what, blah, blah, blah. Why? Don't be tired of it. Tell him what he's doing wrong so he can fix it. Same shit for you. Gentlemen, tell her I was watching an episode today of the show. I won't say the show, but he said to the young girl, he's like, oh, you're not even cute anymore. You know, and I'm looking at him like, you wasn't cute to begin with. The fuck are you? Like, some of the things that you, there's certain things you keep to yourself, but then there's other things, if you're having a problem, I'm not saying he shouldn't say that she was cute. I'm saying there's another way to say it. There's a way that you can say it without saying it to everybody. Say it directly to her and have it be fixed. That's what I'm saying. Say it directly to him. Have it be fixed. Why waste your time and your energy spreading news about your own relationship? Do you not think the same person you're telling is getting together with another friend that don't know you, telling them how stupid you are for telling them the shit you're telling them? Why do that? You don't have to do that. Make it A and B. Like I always say, A and B. See your way the fuck out of here for C. You can see your way out of here. A and B. There's no need for C when it's A and B. C, D, E, all the other letters should be the children and everything around that helps to bloom and make it great. But A and B is that's at the top of the scale. And you being A or him being A and you being B, whatever, however you want to do it, it should be you two, your decision. And when you have problems, you talk about it and how to fix it. Again, this is why this show is here. It's okay to have conflict. It's okay to not agree. It's okay that he doesn't like your friends. It's okay that you don't like his friends. It's okay you don't like the same shit. It's okay, but you have to talk about it. Get me? Next one, deepens intimacy. How does conflict resolution contribute to emotional intimacy between partners. Now, through the process of addressing conflict, partners gain an insight on each other's emotions. You gain an insight of each other's vulnerabilities, your inner words, your empathies, your connections, your emotional closeness. You may have a conversation with him that breaks him down in tears. Maybe it's something that's never been said to him before. Maybe it's something his mother said once and she's not here anymore, or vice versa. These are the reasons why you have these conversations, because you may think that it is not a good thing because it's just going to end up in an argument, it's going to blow up. No, you need to have the conversation, and you need to know as a man and as a woman, when you know you've gone too far or you're going too far, hey, look, let's cut this conversation short. We said what we both needed to say. We got a little bit of it out. Let's move on. You should have some type of peace versus holding it in and got to spit it out to somebody else. Now, encourages awareness. Oh, I didn't even realize we're at the top of the hour. It's almost time to go. Encourages assertiveness. How does conflict empower individuals to assert themselves? Conflict provides opportunities for individuals to assert their needs, to express their opinions, to advocate for themselves, fostering assertiveness and self-confidence. I'm going to say it again in case you didn't get that. So the conflict provides opportunities for you and your spouse to assert what your needs are, to express your opinion, to advocate for yourself, to show assertiveness and self-confidence. Sometimes you need to show those things. And we're going to go, we got two more. How does conflict prompt partners to find middle ground? Now, a conflict is really just negotiation and compromise. I know you say, really, yeah, it's really negotiation and compromise because it's encouraging a partner to find mutual acceptance solutions that honor each other and your perspectives and needs. And how can navigating conflict together build a resilience in the relationship? And with that one, I want to say a successful resolving conflict requires partners to navigate challenges, navigate your setbacks, your disagreements. And with that, that's going to help strengthen your resilience as a couple, fortifying a bond. I mean, can't get no better than that. It cannot get no better than that. And it's all about just knowing who you are and finding out who your spouse is, your spouse finding out who you are, and being able to, there is a way. I don't want to hear, oh, she's too nasty, oh, he's too nasty. You're both too nasty to communicate because you both don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear her telling you what you could do better. She doesn't want to hear you telling her wicked. Well, then if you are at that point and you just really can't let it go, then there's no, and I don't say walk the other way. I'm 30 years in. I'm a 30 year. I'm a lifer. So I would never tell you to turn and walk away. I would never tell you to leave him or her. I would never say that. I'm always going to preach there is a better way. I'm always going to preach try this, try that. But when there's just no other way, we'll be back.
The Myth. Definition of a band.
You know,
remains and to her so have I. You poured your heart and I listen, and we catch a vibe reminiscing. Temptation so strong, not to mention the yearning inside. But what kind of man would I be if I lived unfaithfully? And what kind of girl would you be if you did the same? 'Cause I don't wanna see her cry, and you don't need a reason to lie. 'Cause if we lay down tonight, it won't justify throwing love aside. Now, this feeling is strong and we know it, but we gotta see past the moment. There's too much to lose if we blow it. This is no together, with promises made that we never. Yet feeling it now more than ever, I can't deny. But what kind of man should I be if I lived unfaithfully? And what kind of girl would you be?
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We definitely appreciate. Hi, Cassius. That's my baby. 100-pound, 1.5-year-old is on my neck right now. Jesus. Shout out to all the dog mothers that understand what I go through. I definitely appreciate the love and support tonight. Everybody tuned in, everybody who trusts me with their issues every week, I definitely appreciate it. We're still going through our Bible of relationship goals. And what I'm going to be doing, I haven't gotten a chance to do it, but I will be reposting some of the shows for people who don't get a chance to hear me at night. This is this Night Owl Radio. You gotta, it's for the nighttime people. But I'm gonna try to post some in the day. That means I'm gonna have to get up in the day. I don't do the day. That's why I do the night. But love, peace, and hair grease to everybody tuned in. And we will speak again tomorrow. And make sure you guys are looking out for those. I just dropped some red chili peppers. So for those who know what that means, look at them red chili peppers. Life is good. Really red chili peppers. All right, we out of here, y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'm going to have to do this one more time. One more time. Did y'all see the video?